It's Thursday, April 16th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Throughout this pandemic, there are those ready to take advantage of others with fake cures, scams, and price gouging. One huge scam that came to light recently involved a union group in California that was supposed to buy 39 million masks. The only problem? The masks never existed, and the union was duped by a supposed broker in Australia and supplier in Kuwait. Adam Elmarek, investigative reporter at the LA Times, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Glad to be here.
We wanted to talk about scams in this time of coronavirus. I wanted to start off big and then go a little smaller. So the first one that we had been hearing about for some time now was this stockpile of 39 million masks that a California union had claimed to discover, and they were going to get them and give them out to their members and healthcare workers and all that. We ended up finding out that that was an elaborate scam. There was reports of delays in delivery of the masks, and then everything started to fall apart little by little. And it ended up just being a huge scam that the FBI has gotten involved, and there's this investigation now into what's going on. Adam, start us off there. What happened with these 39 million masks?
So basically, one of California's healthcare workers unions, SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West, they made this big announcement that was pretty widely covered in the media. They said they had found a gigantic stockpile of 39 million medical-grade masks, the N95s that all the medical workers need to protect themselves. And lots of media covered. It ended up being, though, that there were some red flags. Hospital systems were trying to get their hands on the masks. The union connected them to the supplier, the alleged supplier, and the masks weren't coming in. Some hospitals asked to inspect this stockpile. The supplier was real dodgy about allowing them to check out these masks in person. So there were some red flags early on. Workers were complaining they weren't getting them. Then the federal government said, we want these masks for FEMA. So they swooped in and tried to seize some of this stockpile. But in the end, they only found that there were no masks. It was all a scam. There's some shadowy Australian broker who's involved that they're investigating as being part of the scam. The supplier is allegedly based in Kuwait, who is part of this scam. So these 39 million medical grade masks never existed, and it was all just one big ray of false hope.
And as you mentioned, you know, this was right at the height of this hunt for PPE, these personal protective equipment for healthcare workers and all. And this seemed to be a huge get, you know, it's like, wow, we need this stuff right now. One of the other big red flags was that they were advertising these as 3M masks. And I guess they had contacted 3M at some point. They said, well, we only made 20 million of those last year. So right off the bat, this number is way bigger than what they even manufactured since last year. So that was another big red flag. And I think the investigation is ongoing. The union itself is not under investigation. And also a businessman from Pittsburgh who was kind of this middleman in this whole deal, he's also not under investigation with this, but they're looking into that supplier and that broker in Australia and the supplier in Kuwait who were probably the swindlers in all of this.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, the union's not under investigation. It appears that they were just duped by this huge hope that they had to find this stockpile. And it kind of provided a window into the chaotic marketplace for personal protective equipment, the masks and the gowns and all the other equipment healthcare workers rely on. It has been flooded with suspect, shady middlemen claiming to have stockpiles of masks and other equipment to sell to government agencies and hospitals. Experts have told me, and some hospital officials have said, that for every 100 offers that they get of this desperately needed equipment, something like 99 of them are bad leads, wow, just phony fraudsters.
Yeah, it's awful to hear about these things in this time of really great need. My understanding was that there was no money traded in this deal, but do we know about how much worth this deal was purportedly worth?
Well, the middleman in the United States, as I understand it, was planning to sell them for about $3.50 a mask. The union said it was going to be $5 a mask. It's not clear which number is correct, but it would have been at the higher end of $5 a mask. It would have been close to $200 million worth of masks sold to hospitals, state agencies across the United States.
That's just amazing. The good thing is that they were able to find it out, and really there was no money transferred. I mean, the biggest loss is obviously the PPEs. And then on the smaller scale, the FTC has said that American consumers have fielded about 16,800 complaints of coronavirus-related fraud. It's a total loss of $12.7 million. The median loss for a complaint is about $570. So this is ranging from a bunch of different things, people targeting Medicare recipients, people just calling people out of nowhere saying, hey, we have some tests to sell you. Give us some personal information and we'll get it to you. There's a lot of fraud going around. Not even just that, it's just fake cures, other phony medications, things like that.
There's every stripe of fraud you could imagine in this crisis. And people, because of the mass fear, fraudsters have found a ripe environment to try and exploit that and make some money by selling people fake hope, false cures. There are people running around selling colloidal silver cures, which health experts say does absolutely nothing to cure COVID-19. But you've got, you know, snake oil salesmen all over the country peddling this stuff to people who just really don't know any better, unfortunately. We had a story the other day about a 61-year-old Riverside resident who was duped in a Medicare fraud scheme. She got a random call from someone claiming to represent Medicare, asking for her Medicare information. And as soon as she got it, the person hung up and presumably is going to use that information for some kind of fraud. So it's everywhere. It's a really, really tough state of affairs.
And, you know, we're hearing a lot about potential treatments. So you just got to pay attention to the news a little bit. If something is popping up, I'm guaranteeing you people will start covering it. So as you mentioned, with the colloidal silver thing, people are just repackaging other types of treatments for whatever and just saying now it works for COVID-19. So you got to really pay attention out there and hopefully you don't get scammed. But if it's too good to be true, a lot of times it is, as you mentioned with some of these other things, you know, 99 out of 100 times people are trying to sell you equipment or whatever, it could be a false lead or something. So everybody just needs to do their due diligence and watch out there.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we're starting to hear that some state government agencies have fallen prey to this kind of fraud as well. The FBI put out an announcement yesterday saying that they're aware of multiple incidents where government agencies at states, they didn't say which ones, but state governments had been duped into purchasing PPE that didn't exist or some other kind of PPE scam like that. So we're waiting for more information on what happens there, but that could be just a lot of taxpayer money out the door going to fraudsters, unfortunately.
Adam Elmarek, investigative reporter at the LA Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.